Exodus chapter 29. Now this is what you are to do to consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests. Take a young bull and two rams without blemish, along with unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Make them out of fine wheat flour, put them in a basket, and present them in the basket along with the bull and the two rams. Then present Aaron and his sons at the entrance to the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Take the garments and clothe Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastplate. Fasten the ephod on him with its woven waistband. Put the turban on his head and attach the holy diadem to the turban. Then take the anointing oil and anoint him by pouring it on his head. Present his sons as well and clothe them with tunics. Wrap the sashes around Aaron and his sons and the headbands on them. The priesthood shall be theirs by a permanent statute. In this way you are to ordain Aaron and his sons. You are to present the bull at the front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons are to lay their hands on its head. And you shall slaughter the bull before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Take some of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. Then pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. Take all the fat that covers the entrails and the lobe of the liver and both kidneys with the fat on them and burn them on the altar. But burn the flesh of the bull and its hide and dung outside the camp. It is a sin offering. Take one of the rams, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. You are to slaughter the ram, take its blood, and sprinkle it on all sides of the altar. Cut the ram into pieces, wash the entrails and legs, and place them with its head and other pieces. Then burn the entire ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons are to lay their hands on its head. Slaughter the ram, take some of its blood, and put it on the right earlobes of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Sprinkle the remaining blood on all sides of the altar. And take some of the blood on the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments, as well as on his sons and their garments. Then he and his garments will be consecrated, as well as his sons and their garments. Take the fat from the ram, the fat tail, the fat covering the entrails, the lobe of the liver, both kidneys with the fat on them, and the right thigh, since this is a ram for ordination, along with one loaf of bread, one cake of bread made with oil, and one wafer from the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord. Put all these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and wave them before the Lord as a wave offering. Then take them from their hands and burn them on the altar atop the burnt offering as a pleasing aroma before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. Take the breast of the ram of Aaron's ordination and wave it before the Lord as a wave offering, and it will be your portion. Consecrate for Aaron and his sons the breast of the wave offering that is waved and the thigh of the heave offering that is lifted up from the ram of ordination. This will belong to Aaron and his sons as a regular portion from the Israelites, for it is the heave offering the Israelites will make to the Lord from their peace offerings. The holy garments that belong to Aaron will belong to his sons after him, so they can be anointed and ordained in them. The son who succeeds him as priest and enters the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place must wear them for 7 days. You are to take the ram of ordination and boil its flesh in a holy place. At the entrance to the tent of meeting, Aaron and his sons are to eat the meat of the ram and the bread that is in the basket. They must eat those things by which atonement was made for their ordination and consecration. But no outsider may eat them, because these things are sacred. And if any of the meat of ordination or any bread is left until the morning, you are to burn up the remainder. It must not be eaten, because it is sacred. This is what you are to do for Aaron and his sons, based on all that I have commanded you, taking 7 days to ordain them. Sacrifice a bull as a sin offering each day for atonement. Purify the altar by making atonement for it and anoint it to consecrate it. For 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and consecrate it. Then the altar will become most holy. Whatever touches the altar will be holy. This is what you are to offer regularly on the altar, each day: 2 lambs that are a year old. Offer 1 lamb in the morning and the other at twilight. With the first lamb, offer 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/4 hin of oil from pressed olives and a drink offering of 1/4 hin of wine. And offer the second lamb at twilight with the same grain offering and drink offering as in the morning, as a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. For the generations to come, this burnt offering shall be made regularly at the entrance to the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak with you. I will also meet with the Israelites there, and that place will be consecrated by my glory. So I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar, and I will consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests. Then I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God, and they will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.